There's a lot of different characters in the Bible. There's characters that we look on with amazement. There's characters that we look on with disgust. There's characters in the Bible that we should try to be like. And there's obviously people that's in the Bible that we want to avoid being like. So I worked with a man one time, and he was trying to be funny, but he said, I'm not completely worthless. I can be used for a bad example. So I'd like to look at a bad example in the Bible this evening. And he's a man that he wasn't diligent, that we talked about this morning, and he wasn't like he didn't have his soul didn't end up being fat, like the words of Proverbs, where it said, the soul of the diligent shall be made fat. In fact, we don't have any record of him ever really coming to the place that he could say, I will serve thee because I love thee. He never came to that place. He came to a place where he recognized there was something powerful in the message that he heard, and yet he turned away from that. In Acts, the 23rd chapter, I believe, is maybe the first place that he was mentioned. There was a man by the name of Felix. My eyes are skipping over the verse right now, but Felix was a governor. He's labeled as a governor in the time that Paul was alive. The Apostle Paul had been accused, and they were, he'd been brought before the council, I guess you would say, and he had gave his answer and gave his testimony of how that he had came to know the Lord and how that he came to be an apostle and all of that. In the maybe 22nd verse, 23rd chapter, it says, so the chief captain then let the young man depart and charged him, see thou tell no man that thou hast shewed these things to me. And he called unto him two centurions, saying, make ready 200 soldiers to go to Caesarea, and horsemen 70, and spearmen 200 at the third hour of the night. And provide them beasts that they may set Paul on, and bring him safe unto Felix the governor. And he wrote a letter after this manner. Claudius Lysias unto the most excellent governor Felix sendeth greeting. This man was taken of the Jews and should have been killed of them. Then came I with an army and rescued him, having understood that he was a Roman. So the Roman government and the soldiers had intervened in the Jews' attack on Apostle Paul. So they arranged for him to have a bodyguard, if you will, and they sent him away to Caesarea. That's where Felix was, it appears, and sent him up there to deal with this situation. So when he got there, the first verse of the next chapter, it says, and after 5 days, Ananias the high priest descended with the elders and with a certain orator named Tertullus, who informed the governor against Paul. So 5 days later, here comes those that's wanting to bring accusations in front of Felix. And we could read several verses here, but it is so, reminds me so much of what goes on in the, I guess for the lack of better words, the political world around us. This orator, I don't know what that brings to you, but to your mind, but to my mind, it brings to mind somebody that is very smooth and slick with their words. So this man, they brought this orator for the purpose of making Felix feel that the Jews really liked him. And they wanted Felix to hear their side of the story and to incriminate Paul. That's what they wanted. And you're welcome to read through that, but the next few verses, he starts, one of the things he says in verse 3 is he addresses Felix as most noble Felix. He really, I don't know, you might say he was pandering. He was, whatever the current term would be, he was really making Felix feel that he was important. And they, because of Felix, they had things so good. And in reality, they probably didn't. But they, at this point, they were really trying to make Felix feel that he was pretty good. And so it all come down, to Paul answering to Felix. I believe we'll start in verse 22 of chapter 24. It says, when Felix heard these things, having more perfect knowledge of that way, he deferred them and said to Lysias, the chief captain, when Lysias, the chief captain, shall come down, I will know the uttermost of your matter. And he commanded a centurion to keep Paul and to let him have liberty, and he should forbade none of his acquaintance to minister or come unto him. And after certain days, when Felix came with his wife Drusilla, which was a Jewish, he sent for Paul and heard him concerning the faith in Christ. So Felix was part of the Roman political system, but his wife happened to be a Jew. And because she was a Jew, she was familiar with the scribes and the other teachers, the Pharisees, the Sadducees, the Essenes, and any other sect of the Judaism that had developed in that current time that they lived in. And so Felix felt like he had an inside track here because his wife was a Jew. And he said in verse 22 there, it says that he, having a more perfect knowledge of that way. I think he was trying to say that he would do a little investigating into this new sect of the Jews, a new division. That's what he was trying to call it at that time. And so he began, he brought Paul before him and he said, I want to hear what he's got to say. This is a Roman governor. And he reasoned, and as he reasoned, Paul, this is reasoning, as he reasoned of righteousness, temperance, and judgment to come, isn't that what Christianity is all about? We're gonna face the judgment day. But right now we are instructed to follow the example of Christ, to live a careful life. That's what he's talking about in temperance. It says that Felix trembled and answered, go thy way for this time. When I have a convenient season, I will call for thee. So Felix listened, and why do you think that it says that Felix trembled? I have to believe that Felix trembled because Paul was had been anointed by the Lord, and he you might say, preached to him. He explained the gospel. There's not many words that's said here. All it says is, as he reasoned of righteousness, temperance, and judgment to come. I think he began to touch on points that he knew Felix would know about Judaism and about their promise of a Messiah and all of that. And he laid the whole thing out of how Christ came and how he was the Messiah and how that Christ was crucified by the very Jews that were accusing him and how he resurrected from the dead and how he, Paul, when he was called Saul, was persecuting the Christians and he was on his way to Damascus and that light come down and he heard the voice of God, of Christ speaking to him. And Paul answered, "Who art thou, Lord?" You remember that story? I believe that Paul told it. He throwed the book at him, so to speak. He gave it all to him. And during the course of that, and because God blessed him to be able to speak in a convincing manner, and I believe the Holy Spirit was there and was dealing with Felix, and Felix knew, he knew, because the Holy Spirit convinced him of it, that Paul had the goods. Paul knew what he was talking about. And Felix trembled, it says. But how did he respond? Felix responded by saying, "Go thy way for this time. When I have a convenient season, I'll call for thee." So instead of being diligent and taking care, remember one of the points we tried to make this morning was a diligent soul don't leave their projects unended. They follow through. And Felix didn't. He said, "Just go on. A more convenient time." When is it more convenient than to deal with the Lord when he's talking to your heart? It's not. It's not. And he sent him away. He said he hoped also that money should have been given him of Paul, that he might loose him. Wherefore he sent for him the oftener and communed with him. But after 2 years, Porcius Festus came into Felix's room, and Felix, willing to shew the Jews a pleasure, left Paul bound. So it seems that Felix's term as governor expired, and somebody else came in. If I've interpreted this right, someone else was appointed, elected, or whatever, to take Felix's job. But for 2 years, he had an opportunity. You remember the verse in Proverbs we read this morning? It said the soul of the sluggard. Let's go back and read that. I lost my notes from this morning, so you may have to help me find it. Proverbs 20, what's that, 26? I think so, 26 and what? Yes. What's that? Proverbs 13, verse 4. The soul of the sluggard desireth and hath nothing. Desired and had nothing. But the soul of the diligent shall be made fat. 2 years. 2 years of opportunity. Had Paul imprisoned, incarcerated? He couldn't go just at his own. I mean, maybe he could come in and out a little bit, but he wasn't free to just go where he wanted to, long distance. 2 years, and Felix didn't take it. There wasn't a convenient time in 2 years. We live in a time, some of the current generation call themselves minimalist. Y'all know what that is? If you haven't used something in a, I don't know, what's the time frame? 6 months? You haven't used something in a year? You get rid of it. You don't need it. I'm not a minimalist. I have too much stuff to be classified like that. But Felix had 2 years. 2 years to take advantage of this opportunity. 2 years to find a convenient time. So this is a character in the Bible that we don't want to be like. He had surely in 2 years, it would have been a convenient time. But it never, we don't have any record. Felix went off of the radar, so to speak, and he never took advantage of it. He wasn't diligent about his soul's welfare. Instead of that, he had Paul at hand. He had someone that, how many more times did Paul refer back to Felix? You told me when it was convenient. You ever thought any more about our conversation? Did you ever consider what I said? You know, I believe the Lord is merciful and He's faithful to deal with us. I believe He was merciful and faithful to deal with Felix in those 2 years. But Felix never found it to be a convenient time. He never come to the place that he was willing to say, Paul, I've decided I want to revisit. You know that thing you was telling me about? I believe I want to visit that. He didn't do that. He left it. He passed off of the scene in the scripture. I don't know. How did he die? I don't know for sure. But it seems to imply that he never took advantage of that. That Felix went out into eternity without ever reconciling his soul's need with the Lord. So I'll bring this to our attention tonight. Just a little thought. Want us to be mindful that diligence is much different than that. The first thing is, I believe that if we were diligent, if we wanted our soul to be fat, as Proverbs said, the soul of the diligent shall be made fat. If we're going to have a fat soul, and I'd like to have a fat soul, then, not fat soul, but a fat soul. I want to be in a place that I'm diligent enough to address the things that the Lord brings my way, especially the things that are really calling my number and got my name on it. And got Felix trembled, folks. It wasn't just a passing idea. It wasn't just a fleeting advertisement. It wasn't something that he passed on the highway, so to speak. He had Paul right there in front of him. He had Paul describing to him the cause and effect, who Christ was and what he came for and all of those things. And Lord, help us when we have and the Lord is dealing with our heart, and we know, talking to all of us, me too, we know that there's something we need to get a little closer on. There's something we need to get a little bit more consecrated in. Don't be like Felix. Don't say, well, when the weather's right. The weather has been almost perfect this past week. And you couldn't, it feels like spring in the air. And Felix never got to that convenient season. He just pushed it off and pushed it off. But I just want to encourage us, don't be like Felix. When the Lord talks to us, maybe a small little thing, maybe a small movement, but what does the diligent person do? He addresses the maintenance and the prevention when other people, it's a trial to them. You remember? For someone, my dad was a man that I think I've said this from this place before, but he kept a little notebook in his glove box of his car, and if he stopped and put in 2 gallons and 9/10, he got out his little notebook and he wrote it down, the date, how much he put in, and the price he paid per gallon. And he didn't start his car until he wrote that down and put it back in the glove box. And I remember that. You know, that was just part of my growing up. My dad was very diligent in that. He kept a record. He didn't just scan his card and go. I mean, credit cards was a major ordeal back then. But anyway, he kept records. He was diligent in that. And if you ask him what kind of fuel economy his car got, he could tell you. He really knew. He really knew how much it cost to drive his car to work and back. If Felix had been diligent, he would have took advantage of that opportunity. He would have not let that get past him. If we're diligent and the Lord comes and speaks to us on any line, we'll say, Lord, there's another man. There's other place in the scripture where when he was, they were dealt with, he said, what must I do to be saved? You remember the jailer that came and humbled himself? I believe Peter's the one that he was dealing with there. But he was ready to do business. And he knew he was up against something. And Felix, he knew it because he trembled. And yet, he said, nah, not today. I'll procrastinate. Lord, help us to not procrastinate and to be diligent. That's where success is going to be. Not in being, doing some extraordinary feat, but we're going to be successful by being diligent. I want to be diligent. I want to be more diligent than I have in the past. You pray for me.